Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: snow continuing with totals of 6 to 10 inches before it's all over. A low tonight of 21. A winter storm warning is in effect until 9 p.m. Saturday evening. Because of the snowstorm, the Racine Unified School District has canceled all after-school activities this evening and tomorrow. The Kenosha Unified School District has canceled all school-sponsored activities this evening, and all activities scheduled for Saturday have also been canceled. All after-school child care programs will remain open. Racine St. Catharines has canceled all activities this evening and all activities scheduled for tomorrow. Pleasant Prairie declared a winter storm snow emergency that lasts until noon on Sunday. No vehicles will be allowed to park along village streets during this period. The Racine Unified School District may soon be looking for a new leader. Superintendent Lolly Haas released a statement this afternoon that says she has asked the Board of Education for a one-year extension of her contract through the 2017-18 school year. She said this will allow for the district to, quote, smoothly and thoughtfully transition to new leadership and for me to move on to the next phase of my life and career. She said she is extremely proud of the many accomplishments Racine Unified has achieved so far in her tenure and believes a great deal can be accomplished over the next 18 months. Haas has been superintendent since July 1st of 2013. Her current contract expires at the end of June, and the school board has until January 1st to decide whether they wish to renew her contract. The item is on Monday's school board agenda. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held today for a $40 million facility that will serve as the main warehouse and distribution center for Aaron's Company, a firm that makes snowblowers and lawn care equipment. The building, located just off Highway 142 west of the tracks, covers 40 acres. James Merwin, VP of Global Supply Chain for Aaron's, says the new facility will replace others around the country.
Yeah, this may look like just a warehouse to many of you, but it's the kind of thing that guys like me in supply chain get very excited about. Production switches today from Brilliant and in Auburn for all production moving forward will come through here. We'll be draining those existing warehouses over the rest of the month.
The new center will hold for distribution virtually all Aaron's made products, including Gravely brand utility vehicles. The building was built by First Industrial and is being leased to Aaron's. Another warehouse just as large is going up across the street. First Industrial is seeking a tenant for that building. A 53-year-old woman was struck and killed while walking in the vicinity of Highway 20 and 53rd Drive in the Racine County town of Yorkville late yesterday afternoon. The Racine County Medical Examiner's Office has identified the victim as Elsie Weatherspoon, who lived near the scene of the accident. That stretch of 20 was closed for about 3 hours to allow sheriff's deputies and the State Patrol's accident reconstruction team to review and document evidence. A news release says a deputy found the victim in need of immediate medical help, and despite the efforts of Union Grove Yorkville fire crews, the woman died at the scene. The driver of the car and all passengers stayed on the scene to cooperate with the investigation. It took Kenosha firefighters about 5 minutes to put out a fire in an apartment this morning after food left on the stove ignited the kitchen. The fire was reported about 10:40 at the Briarcliff Apartments on 89th Street. The first units on the scene reported black smoke coming from the patio door of the first floor apartment. A maintenance worker tried to put out the fire with an extinguisher but was unsuccessful. The fire was contained in the kitchen, but the occupant and the maintenance man were transported to the hospital. The Red Cross was called in to help the man who lived in the apartment. The rest of the tenants of the building were allowed to return to their apartments. A number of speakers are expected at next Tuesday's Racine County Board meeting, with the vote on the proposed sale of the Ridgewood Care Center on the agenda. At the executive committee meeting this week, Board Chairman Rusty Clark said he wants to make sure that everyone knows their comments are still welcome. County Board rules limit citizen comments to 45 minutes. However, Clark noted that time can be extended.
People are still wishing to speak. A supervisor most likely will make a motion to suspend the rules and continue with the public comment period, and that's normally would be the norm.
The full board will consider a resolution to sell the county nursing home to Villa Healthcare for $10.5 million. A resolution calling for a referendum on the sale will also come before the board, with a recommendation from the executive committee that it not be adopted. The meeting will begin at 6:30 Tuesday evening at the Ives Grove office complex on Highway 20 west of I-94. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.